The time is 9 a.m. Good morning. We are here today, April 3rd, 2017, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagana, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 17-001, Cortec International Corp. versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Horace Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodeline Gerardo and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellant Cortec please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Joyce Tang for Cortec. With me is Ms. Fitzpatrick, my assistant.
What's Ms. Fitzpatrick's first name?
Sarah Fitzpatrick.
Sarah, thank you. I'm sorry, there's more than one attorney Fitzpatrick, as you well know. Okay.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, Assistant Attorney General Tom Keeler appearing on behalf of the government. The government's representative is Deputy Director Felix Benevente from Department of Public Works.
Thank you. For the record, there are no interested parties who have filed to join in this appeal.
But also for the record, I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Senator Tom Abbott. Welcome.
Well, the motion deadline in this matter was set for last week on Friday, March the 31st. We only have one motion, and it's by the purchasing agency, and this is DPW's motion to dismiss and motion for expedited decision. Ms. Tang, have you received a copy of that motion?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Can I cut to the chase?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. We obviously, it's a motion to dismiss, and our position is this, that any dismissal be very clear on what the law requires in terms of amending the RFP. You know, this is our second rodeo, and I don't want a third rodeo. And so I think that if possible, I'm happy to submit a position statement stating what we think compliance means under the current laws, 58 D&E, or if the OPA is inclined, the hearing officer is inclined to issue, if you were to issue a decision dismissing, that it would set forth specifically what the RFP amendment requires in order to comply with 58 D&E. Thank you.
Well, the issue there, Ms. Tang, is unless it's a straightforward dismissal, and I asked the parties to take a look at the Supreme Court case of, I think it was Data Management Services, I think it was, versus the OPA. Uh-huh. There was a Supreme Court decision that basically upheld an OPA decision whereby the parties had made a stipulation as to law, and the OPA took the stipulation, but nevertheless had to review the record and didn't accept the stipulation. So the reason I say that is, unless it's a straightforward dismissal, and that is a dismissal that the parties agree to dismiss, and it just says, you know, we hereby agree to dismiss the matter, you know, with or without prejudice, probably without prejudice in this case, the OPA would have to take a look at the factual assertions of the parties, any proposed amendment, and make a decision based on the record in the case, like it does in every decision. That was a holding of that Supreme Court case.
I recall that, and I think you're absolutely right in that respect. And our position is, we obviously would like to see matters expedited and are prepared to stipulate, but we want to make sure that the stipulation is not just a simple one-liner says we dismiss. We want to make sure that they follow through with the provisions, how we think the law should be interpreted, and how that should be how the amendments to the RFP should look. So I am open to any suggestions. I'm happy to. We have a draft stipulation which we are prepared to send to Mr. Keeler, DPW, today, which is not a one-liner, which sets forth what we think the compliance requires. And if Mr. Keeler agrees, we can submit that and file that, and then the public auditor's office, you can look at that and decide how, you know, what is appropriate in terms of the next step, in terms of issuing your order.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it's my understanding that the parties do not have an agreement as of today. Is that correct? As we stand here today, there's no agreement.
That's correct.
Yeah, there's just this motion, and it's kind of a offer, which hints that the parties at least are in negotiation to an agreement. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, that's correct. And to be very clear, it's not that we do not agree with dismissal and expedited decision.
No, I'm just saying, not that you don't agree, but
right.
There is, at this point, despite these assertions, no real agreement between the parties as we sit here.
Right, and we are prepared to work with DPW to achieve that,
right.
Subject to the provisions of data management.
I am reasonably confident we'll be able to reach a stipulation.
Okay, but nevertheless, as this is the pre-hearing conference, we are going to proceed with scheduling a hearing in this case, and of course, if the parties do come to an agreement, send that stipulation forward, and it's something the OPA agrees with one way or the other, then we will take the hearing off the calendar.
Okay.
But understand, if you come forward with a stipulation that requires, even if it's just a factual stipulation or a stipulation as to law, we would still have to look at the record and verify and affirm that factual stipulation, likewise verify that legal stipulation and actually issue a decision on that agreement.
And I think that is exactly what we're seeking, is a reasoned decision, not just a dismissal outright, because I think this appeal was not brought because, I had nothing else to do. It really is, it's not a frivolous appeal. We're just not going to dismiss it outright. It should be clear what the law is, and there should be clear direction to DPW as to how the law should be interpreted.
Okay, but if you're, once again, going back to the Supreme Court decision, if this is what I warned the parties, essentially.
Yeah.
It's if you enter the stipulation and you're requiring the OPA to sign off on your agreed findings, your agreed interpretation of the law, be well advised that the decision might not come back that way if the OPA disagrees based on the record of the matter.
I understand.
All right. So that's,
understood.
That's the thing. And those stipulations really, and like I said, but that's not the same standard that would be applied to if you come to an agreement. And we're going to do this, and you just basically agree to dismiss this appeal. That's one thing that doesn't require an OPA decision. Okay, what I'm trying to say is a stipulated type decision that has findings, that has some kind of order, you will do this, really is tantamount to waiving your right to a hearing and allowing the OPA to decide the case without the hearing. That's really what it's akin to.
Okay. Understood.
All right. Very
Thank
well.
You.
Now, are there any other matters that we need to,
let's set a date.
Well, for the, let me see here. For the motion, Ms. Tanger, are you going to file some kind of non-opposition to the motion? Or?
I think if we can reach a stipulation, we'll file that and move that. If we can't, I'd be happy to do it, by either today or tomorrow. If you give us until tomorrow, we will either file the stip or a non-opposition, but with, our position, if you will.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, I'm going to give you, Ms. Tang, until Monday, April the 10th. To file your opposition to the motion or file your response to the motion. Mr. Keeler, you will have until April the 17th to file your reply. When do you want to hear the motion? We will have a hearing on the DPW motion to dismiss on April 20th at 9 a.m. I'll put this in an order after the hearing. Any problems with those dates?
None at all.
None.
And of course, if you file your non-opposition, then that will probably take care of the need for a hearing. All right, any other matters I need to take up before we go into the actual pre-hearing conference?
None.
None.
And all of this could be moot if we do have a good stipulated agreement.
Correct. Yeah, or straightforward dismissal.
Yeah, or straight.
All right, so the agency report has been filed. I think we're still waiting for comments on the agency report. The government would still have the opportunity to rebut or file any rebuttal to the comments of the agency report. When is the deadline for that?
It's 5 days.
It's another 10 days?
Someday. All
right. So essentially by the 20th of April, the pleading should be closed. Is that correct assessment? Okay.
Well, how long have you?
Are the parties available for a hearing on the 8th of May?
Yes. No.
No? Okay.
Yes.
Because the following.
Yes.
Anything beyond that, then we're going to be having issues with.
Okay. Government's available.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Ms. Deng, how long would it take you to present your case?
This is a legal issue, so I would think 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Multiplied by 10.
Really? I mean, really,
I'm going back to our old math in the last case. I'm just
no,
kidding.
No, I mean, really, I think.
But there were a few times that
a,
the parties did hit their time.
I would think it's more of a summary judgment type of motion than it is a hearing then.
So one day?
Yes.
All right. And would you be calling any witnesses?
Possibly DPW, Mr. Beneventi, if anyone.
So at least one witness?
Yes.
All right, so that's one day. Mr. Keeler, how long would it take to present the purchasing agency's case in chief?
Well, first off, the government would like to submit it just on the record and any motions that are filed. The only issue, they're just purely legal issues. It's not factual.
Okay, well, I know that no request for a hearing has been filed to date. Is that correct?
It's in our, actually, it's in our notice of appeal.
That's
it's
okay.
A request for a hearing.
Yeah. I do recall that language.
Yes,
but
it's
no
in
formal.
There. I'm absolutely sure. It's
yeah, and I'm also leaning forward with the actual time. If it isn't, let's say, I think the actual time is the comments on the agency record. Is
right.
The deadline, which hasn't, I don't think, is passed yet, but I do believe that's there. If it isn't, I'm sure the parties can file a subsequent motion on that issue if you think that the time for them to exhaust the hearing is passed. I don't think it has. But, all right, so, Mr. Keeler, even if the government, once again, doesn't want a hearing, I believe it's already been requested at the initial pleading, although a formal request for hearing on a separate document has been filed, but the time for that is not yet passed.
Okay, the government would estimate half a day, and we would have one, maximum two witnesses.
Okay. Are the parties also available for the 9th?
Yes.
All right. Starting once again at 9 a.m. in the morning. All right, so that's the day of the hearing. And then, of course, I'm going to schedule deadlines to submit the hearing materials. I'll be expecting those deadlines It'll be approximately 2 weeks prior. They'll start 2 weeks prior to the hearing itself. That'll be in my scheduling order. And then going by the numbers once again, have the parties had any talks about formulating or simplifying the issues in the matter?
Not at this time, but we will if it comes to that.
Okay. Likewise, I encourage the parties once again to have discussions concerning admissions of fact and documents, or the admission of documents that would avoid unnecessary authentic and time-consuming authentication of documents during the hearing. Further, do the parties require any advance rulings on evidentiary issues prior to the hearing at this time?
None.
None that I'm aware of.
And once again, I encourage the parties in formulating your exhibits to avoid unnecessary proof or cumulative evidence. Once again, everything that's in the procurement records already admitted. I simply ask that you don't have to put the entire procurement record as your exhibit and ask it to be moved into evidence. It's part of the record already. However, once again, if you're going to ask a witness a question about something in the procurement record itself, I ask that you take an extract of that or whatever it is, and that will be your exhibit, just so it's very clear, if we have to make a transcript of these proceedings later, what the witness is testifying to or what the document is. Concerning the identification of witnesses and exhibits, those will be in my scheduling order, which I will be issuing after this hearing. We've already got the motion scheduled. Do we need to adopt any special procedures for managing potentially difficult issues?
None that I'm aware of.
No.
Once again, in terms of the time limits or how we're going to present the evidence, we will, as will be stated in the scheduling order, start off with the opening statements of the parties. Ms. Tang, you will have the your case in chief to present your evidence. You will be followed by the purchasing agency. You will present your case in chief. And there'll be the opportunity for rebuttal witnesses, and then essentially the closing statements of the parties. That'll kind of be the order that we will follow. To the knowledge of the parties at this time, are there any persons that require any special accommodation or auxiliary aids to attend or participate in the hearing that we need to make preparations for?
No.
Okay. Are there any other issues concerning the hearing that I need to address at this time?
No.
Very well.
I'd just like to confirm we did make the relief in our relief requested by Cortec in our appeal. Number 5, Cortec requested hearing on this matter. So.
Okay, I accept that as a request for a hearing.
Yeah.
And so that's why we pose this as a pre-hearing
right.
conference.
Just wanted to point it out.
That yeah. I recall seeing that. All right, so I'll be issuing a scheduling order after this hearing and a notice of a hearing, and as well as a scheduling order or basically a hearing for the DPW's motion and a filing schedule, as we've already stated.
No, just to, again, because of the urgency of the matter, and if the parties can come to a stipulated agreement, everything that we've just talked about will become moot, and hopefully that will be the case. But
yeah.
You're just in the event the parties don't come to an agreement, these dates are are being calendared.
Thank you.
I'm confident we will.
Okay, that's good. I hope so.
So it's 9:30 a.m. and this hearing is hereby concluded. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.